News in brief from across Mid-Essex. Here is a summary of items from Mid-Essex you would otherwise have missed hearing about. Malden Deck Chair Company is going strong for the summer, thanks to financial support and advice received during the 2 years of the pandemic, its owners claimed this week. Merrill Dobson and Gemma Hine are grateful for the backing from the COVID-19 Business Support Fund, funded by the South East Local Enterprise Partnership and supported by WSX Enterprise. Ms. Dobson said, "Right from the start, our advisor got behind our concept, kept us motivated, and showed confidence we could go on and create a lively business." Places Leisure, which runs the Blackwater Leisure and Denji 100 Leisure Centres, will take over the operational management of Malden Splash Park this year on behalf of the District Council. The park is set to open in July after a £150,000 revamp since being closed last August. Pupils with physical and neurological impairments at Southview School, Witham, were treated to a visit by Sean Rose, a former Paralympic skier, who explained that being confined to a wheelchair should not stop them achieving in life. Dedicated literacy areas are due to open at Essex Libraries by the end of June. They will have materials to support reading and writing for adults and children, printable take-home resources and creative writing prompts. Petersfield Shopping Village in Gosfield has laid out plans for shows, fairs and other events until December, including two car shows, a caravan rally and an antiques fair in July. Ali Aldous has opened Artisans Hub at Blake House in Blake End, Braintree, selling homemade candles, cushions, eco-jewellery, wax melts and burner and cards.